Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Zwachim, Perik Vav, Mischne Hei. Oila Sa'oif, Ketzad Oysa Nasis. In the previous Mishnah we learned about the Chata Sa'oif, now we're going to learn about the Oila Sa'oif. These are the only two Kerbanais that could be an Oif, either a Chatas or an Oila. So the Chata Sa'oif is basically processed at the bottom of the Mizbech. The Oila Sa'oif on top. So what's on top? He has to come up the ramp. Zakta Mishnah, Allah Bakavesh. The coin goes up the ramp. That's the ramp of the Mizbeach. He finally a Saivev, and he turns to the Saivev. What's the Saivev? Saivev is Lashon of around, the Sivuv. He turns to the ledge that surrounded the Mizbeach. Bale Lekeren Deraimus Mizrachis. He comes to the southeast corner. Why the southeast corner? Because it's near the Beis Hadeshen. Why do we have to be near the Beis Hadeshen? The Kayan has to take the bird's crop. That's where some of the food is stored, in the throat. And we feel that food could be gzela because a bird flies from field to field and doesn't really ask permission before it eats. And we don't want that on the Mizbeach. So the Kayan has to take the bird's crop and throw it into the Beis Hadeshen, the place of ashes. This corner, the Roimus Mizrachis, is nearest to the Beis Hadeshen. Then he does Malika on the bird's head at the back of the neck. Umavdil, by the Eilus Oif, he separates the head from the body. In other words, he cuts both simonim, both the windpipe and the food pipe. This is different than the Chatas Oif. With the Chatas Oif, the head has to remain connected to the body, like we learned before. Umematze esdama al kir hamizbech. And he squeezes out the bird's blood. Mitzui means to squeeze. You ever see the juice stores? It says Mitzui so-and-so. But that's juice out of a peri. Here we're talking about the blood. Umematze esdama al kir hamizbech. And then he squeezes out the bird's blood onto the wall of the mizbeach. And he does so by pressing the bird against the wall. Vayter zok the Mishnah, not el esarash. Then he takes the head of the bird. The hikif beis milikasi lemizbeach. Takes the part of the bread where the malika was done and presses that against the mizbeach. Usafage b'melech. Sfag means a sponge. But usafage b'melech means it's saturated through and through. Melech is salt. You saturate the head with salt. You remember in the Sechtes Makis? Remember we learned the Lashon soifege esu arboim? What does that mean? It means the whip comes down, it like goes almost through and through. It's not a superficial zetz. So here too, the salt is put on in such a way that it goes through and through. There's another pshat in the Batanura that it's not safgai, but it's safkai with a kuf instead of a gimel. That's a lashon of a yispaik es kapav. You remember where it says a yispaik es kapav in the Torah? Parshas Balak. Kapitel Chavdalad Pasik Yud. Vayichar af Balak el Bilam. Balak's anger flared against Bilam. Vayispeik es kapav, and he clapped his hands. So according to this girsa, it's soifkei b'melech. He like clapped down the salt. Either way, whether it's sfeik from the lashon of sponge or sfeik from the lashon of clapping, there was a lot of salt over here. Of course, this is one of the reasons that we dipped the chal into salt. Because our table's like a mizbeach. Afterwards, it was rakai al gabi ishim. He throws it onto the fire of the Mizbeach, so he has to leave the ledge and go up on top. Bali Laguf, after that, he comes back to the body of the bird. In other words, after he throws the bird's head into the fire, the Kayan comes down from the top of the Mizbeach, returns to the Saivev. The Heser es Hamura, he removes the crop. Like we explained before, the crop is like a bag-like thing. A bird swallows its food whole. And it goes into this like little bag between the mouth and the stomach. And it stays there until it goes further into the stomach where it gets digested. So again, he comes back down to the ledge of the guf. Hasri takes over Samura, the crop of Sanoitza, the feathers. Yes, b'nei mayim. This is already part of the stomach that's connected. Hayoitzim ima, they come out with the crop. Vishlichon lebeis hadashen, and he throws them into the place of the ashes, like we explained earlier. At this point, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Shisa Veloy Hivdil. He tears the body open, like between its wings, but he doesn't completely separate it into two parts. Vim Hivdil, if he did Lamaisa separate it kosher, it's still kosher. Sfagei b'melach, then he saturates the body. Before it was the head, now the body with the salt was Raki al Gavi Ishim and throws it onto the fire on the Mizbeach. So chazring over our Mishnah, in Mishnah Dala we learned about the Chatas Oif, in Mishnah Hey we learned about the Oilas Oif, the Oilas Oif. How was it done? He went up the ramp. Remember, the Oilas Oif is processed on tap. Because by the Oilas Oif it doesn't say Yisoid, only by the Chatas Oif it says Yisoid. Remember, by the behemoth, it's the other way around. The chatas behemoth is on tap. Over there, it says, by the horns of the Mizbeach. The oilas behemoth is at the bottom. There it says, l'yisoid of the Mizbeach ha'oila. So again, by the birds, the oila is on top, the chatas is at the bottom of the Mizbeach. By the behemoth, the oila is at the bottom, and the chatas is on top. Okay, so by the oila seif, he has to get to the top. So he comes up the ramp, turns to the ledge, the Soiviv, that surrounds the Mizbeach. He comes to the southeast corner, because that's near the Beis HaDeshen. And like we already learned, he's going to have to throw the crop into the Beis HaDeshen. He does Malika. Here he does separate the head from the body, unlike the Chatas, where he doesn't. Also by the Chatas, he sprinkled the blood. Here he kvetches it. That's what the Pasuk tells us to do. He squeezes out the bird's blood onto the wall of the Mizbeach. Takes the head that was separated from the body, presses the part where the malika was done, then like saturates it in salt, and throws it onto the fire of the Mizbeach. He has to go on top to do that. Comes back down to the ledge, to the guf, removes the crap, the feathers, and the part of the stomach that's connected to the crap, throws that into the Beis HaDashen. We explained before, the Torah doesn't want it because the bird has food in it that's stolen. Anything that's stolen doesn't work when it comes to the Avodas Hashem. He's supposed to tear the body of the bird open between its wings, but not separate it. But if he does so, it is kosher. Then he saturates the body in salt, throws it on the fire, on the Mizbeach. It's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim, before Ne'ilah, told his Talmidim, everyone should think, you would think before Ne'ilah, some lofty Indian of Ahavas Hashem, a Yiras Hashem, think if you owe anyone money, if you have anything on you, in you, in your home that belongs to someone else, it's ma'akev your tefillah. And just by being makabel upon yourself that you want to be honest, it opens up the gates to tefillah.